Good evening, America. Welcome back to another Monday Madness. I'm your host, James. Joining me as always, I got my main man, Alan.
It's fucking Monday.
It's a great day. Start the week. Starting out hot. We're rhyming. We spit hot fire flames. Dial on.
Yeah.
Well, we had a wild weekend. I hope everybody spent some time with friends and family remembering 9/11. Another anniversary has come and gone, and it's still something that we remember very close to our hearts. Those of us that were alive, and Alan, you were there. Definitely something that changed our lives forever, and we pray for those that are still fighting for, fighting the cancer and lung issues that are going on. There's a lot of people still suffering from those events. So we pray for them. Shout out to our sponsors, Kush Creams, number one topical in the game, 21-time Cannabis Cup Award winning, the best pain cream there is, and they have regular lotion, eye cream, everything. It's the tits. Go to kushcreams.com, code WPRUSA or The Great Divide. Alan, hit the fucking... Very excited to announce that Patriot Cigar Company is finally live. And you can go to patriotcigar.com and put in code WPRUSA and get your boxes, get your five packs.
15% off. Use that promo code. Free shipping.
Very excited to get my samples in the mail. I'm super excited to try these. You will definitely be hearing from me when I get to suck on these bad boys. Alan knows.
I like sucking on those bad boys.
Love them.
Got
love
a big them. Dark veiny one coming your way too. You're going to love it.
Why are you gay?
Can't wait. Go to mypatriotcigars.com, code WPRUSA. Get yours today. They're live officially.
Oh, this is awesome. See, I love this. I got someone over in my chat, Annette. She's from Australia. Oh, Annette, I saw you posted on a bunch of stuff I put up the other day. One of your posts, your comments made me laugh. Australia, how's Australia doing? Do they demolish all the COVID camps yet? What are they doing in Australia?
New Zealand just announced today that they're getting rid of the mandates and the masks. New Zealand announced that today. So I don't know if that's Australia as well, but maybe because the Queen died and they're no longer ruled by the Queen.
And now they're ruled by the King with really fat fingers. Did you see that picture that was going around with the fat sausage fingers? I don't know if it was a real picture or not.
It's fucking, no, those are real. Those are his real fingers.
It looked like Vienna sausages that were filled with water.
It's disgusting, Alan. That's absolutely disgusting. That's like that's almost as grotesque as Nancy Pelosi's tits. but also
don't wanna shout see out
to Mikey Pillows. Go to mypillow.com/WPRUSA or /great1776. Get all your chancletas, your slippers, your Keezy sheets, all that fun stuff. And can't forget Sirius CBD, the number one CBD on the planet. It is officially still live. It is still, orders are still being taken. So go to Sirius-CBD.com, code WPRUSA. I don't know how much discount is still available for WPRUSA, but put it in. You'll get a discount. And the last thing that I want to talk about, Alan, before we get into today's show, October 2nd, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody that knows, we've been planning a memorial ride for our good friend, fellow patriot, Justin Anders, the host of Cannabis in Combat. So if you want to come out to Las Vegas, October 2nd, we're going to be doing a memorial ride. There's going to be bike rentals at the place that we're meeting. So don't worry about not having a bike. Just come out and we're going to celebrate Justin's life. It's going to be a great time. We're going to make a couple of stops. There's going to be Cannabis and Combat beer for sale. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be able to smoke some weed. We're going to have a blast. So it's going to be a celebration. So come out to Las Vegas. Meet at the crank and Grind on 721 South Main Street. It's right off the strip. It's not far. Come and hang out, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now that we got all that out of the way,
I have a question. Is the Crank and Grind a bathhouse or a head shop?
It's a bike shop.
It's a bike shop.
It's a bike shop. Yeah, you can rent bikes.
The Crank and Grind.
The town bike is probably hanging out over there.
I like it.
Everybody gets a ride at the Crank and Grind. So Alan, you actually you tried your first microdose today.
Maybe.
How's that going for you?
I haven't felt anything yet. I took it about a
You're not.
I took it about an hour ago.
Yeah, you'll notice small differences in your mental sharpness, your focus, things like that. You're not going to trip or see anything, and that's exactly what we tell people when they take them. The psilocybins are amazing.
Now these are microdose shrooms.
Yes, with
so everybody's aware.
They also have lion's mane, reishi, cordyceps, and a ton of other good mushrooms that all help with cognitive function. But I noticed a huge difference. I know our producer Bob tried them, and he's like, James, I'm one of the most efficient working people in the world, and this stuff made me more efficient. And things that takes me 5 hours to get done, I get done in two. I'm like, Bob, it's I call it the limitless pill. I really do. It's the greatest thing ever. I wish I had it when I was younger and I had ADHD and I was all over the place.
Yeah, I'm curious to see like if I take another one tomorrow, if it builds up in my system and then I start
five
seeing
days, 2 days. 5 days on, 2 days off. 5 days on, 2 days off is the regimen that you should go on. 4 days on, 3 days off if you really want to. But I do the 5 days on, 2 days off. That's what I do. And it really helps me out with a lot of things, more than just my focus, my ADHD, my memory, a lot of things. So speaking of 9/11, that's how we opened the show. And Alan, I know this is not a subject that you want to talk about, and I don't want to talk about 9/11 with you, but one thing I do want to talk about that has to do with 9/11 and has to do with New York City and something that should hit really close to home for you being a former firefighter. You see these firefighters that are now coming out to speak on what they went through during the forced vaccination, the forced jab.
Yeah, I know, guys. Listen, I know, guys, and I for the record, I was a paramedic, not a firefighter in the city.
But
I like to clarify that because the firemen are great, but they were always there, you know, when I needed them to lift and carry. No, I'm just kidding. All my friends are firemen. We always had this goings back and forth in the police department. The snowball fights were always good in the winter. I know. I knew guys when they was forcing the vaccination where they were like, no, we're just not taking it. And then they got to the point where like, all right, well, we got to send you home. They weren't fired. They weren't off payroll, but they couldn't come to work. So they were all coming home. And then it was more of pressuring them to, all right, now you're going to go off payroll. And then at some point it's you either got to get it and or you're going to get fired. And the union bent a knee to the sickos, to the city. Eric Adams, the mayor, was like, all right, you got to do it. And now there are guys still on the job that aren't jabbed, that haven't lost their job yet, but they say it's coming. A few guys I know that were able to retired, especially in the police department, guys with, you know, over their 20 years back when they got on, they only had to do 20, we're retiring. But yeah, everybody's – more and more guys are speaking out about it.
Well, I saw this – I saw a lot of videos like this over the past weekend because, I watched the Jets game. As you guys can see, I'm a diehard Jets fan. It's the first game that I really watched in years. And I just – I needed it, honestly. I needed to just shut everything off and just not focus on all the negative. And I wanted to talk with my father and enjoy that time with him. And it was nice. But I watched the game and you could just see the overwhelming support for our police officers and firefighters on that day, on September 11th. They marched, they had the FDNY and the police department sing the national anthem. The crowd ended up taking over. It was really nice to see.
I saw the video. A bunch of my buddies were at that game.
Yeah, it was really nice to see it just goes – it warms your heart. And one of my favorite memories from 9/11 was seeing Sammy Sosa run out to center field with the American flags the day when they started baseball games. And just that feeling that gives me and remembrance of the unity that we were going through during those times. And it shouldn't take a tragedy like this to bring that unity. But a lot of firefighters are speaking out. They're like, yo, you supported us when – we ran into this collapsing building, tried to save lives, and thousands of our brothers died. Hundreds, I should say, a couple hundreds, because it was only, 2,100 people that died. But still, a lot of them died. And now they're just discarding them like they're
Yeah, they don't care. They're a commodity to the city. They do not care.
So check this out.
That process. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Eric Adams is going to be on the wrong side of history. The people who
doesn't care.
The same people who thought slavery was okay. The same people
much.
Who thought segregation in Shea Stadium was okay.
Thank you very
okay?
much.
You segregated us. I was allowed to work in okay. this city, but I wasn't allowed to eat in a restaurant
thank
in this
you.
City.
Thank you very much.
I was allowed to work through the pandemic, but I wasn't allowed to eat in a restaurant.
Okay.
I could wear the uniform, go to a burning building,
okay.
but not eat here.
Thank you.
What's wrong
much.
With you people? Trust the science.
Thank
you guys are fucked up.
Thank you. Why?
Yeah, head up. And
they don't care.
People. Well, it's all optics in New York. Did you see over the weekend in New York tap water? They announced, the water department announced that they found levels of arsenic in the water.
Is that, was that in the city?
Yeah, in the city.
Doesn't surprise me.
Mayor Adams, this fucking cuck. Oh, he's the fucking worst, dude. He's the worst. He may be worse than de Blasio. He really might be.
He might be. Actually, before you go on the war, I'll just, since you brought up Eric Adams. So tomorrow I'm actually doing a live with a mutual friend of mine and Roger Stone's very good friend of Roger Stone's. His name is Sal Greco. He 14-year police officer who was fired with unblemished record for 14 years, a New York City cop, never in trouble, was fired because he's a supporter of Donald Trump and friends with Roger Stone. And was in Washington, D.C. on January 5th, not 6th, January 5th with yep. Roger Stone.
You told me that. Yeah, you said this. Yeah.
Not for that. And but because Roger Stone was a convicted felon for all of what? I don't even know if he was a convicted felon for 72 hours. Donald Trump pardoned him, which meant he is not a convicted felon anymore. And they fired Sal Greco for associating with known felons, okay? Yes. Meanwhile, Eric Adams, the current mayor of New York City, the piece of shit savage that he is, former New York City police captain, retired New York City police captain, nobody liked him as a cop, nobody liked him as a boss in the police department. He, while being a captain in the police department, was hanging out with Louis Farrakhan, convicted felon, Mike Tyson, convicted felon, other convicted felons, and got in trouble, but only had to give up 14, I believe it was 14 days vacation pay. Meanwhile, Sal Greco got terminated, lost his pension, lost everything. So, and now he's suing the city for $25 million, and I can't wait till he wins.
Oh, that'd be nice. Tell the city to suck it right in the courtroom.
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
literally leave the courtroom like Shawn Michaels walking down the ramp, and he's just like, "Suck yeah. it, suck it,
yeah,
suck it." No, he's a total cuck, this guy. So they announced that there's levels of arsenic, which is poison, in the tap water in New York City. So this guy goes down, and it was basically concentrated in the rougher neighborhoods. So he went to one of the projects in New York City, and he goes in somebody's house, and they do this whole Instagram live thing, and he's like, one, two, three, go. And all of a sudden, he walks up to the sink, he opens up a thing, opens up the faucet, pours a glass of water. Some guy who he's next to, I have no idea who he is, walks right next to him, sits there and pours himself a glass of water. Eric Adams on camera on the lot. Just chugs this glass of water. And he's like, ah, our water is safe. It is safe here in New York. We have the best tap water. And I'm just sitting here watching this guy. I'm like, yo, I'm like, how does anybody believe anything that this guy is saying right now?
No, he's complete. It's just all fantasy. It's smoke and mirrors. It's unbelievable.
It's embarrassing. Like, I'd be embarrassed for my city. Like, yo, this is the mayor of our city right now.
He's embarrassing. De Blasio's embarrassing. I mean, he had the city on lockdown. He had New Year's Eve on lockdown.
Trump Tower.
he literally had the city on lockdown, and him and his wife said fuck you to every New Yorker when they danced at the stroke of midnight in the middle of Times Square alone with armed security protection around them.
Yep.
And said, fuck you, New York. Yep. I'm the mayor. You guys are locked down. Your businesses are closed. You can't go into it. You can't do anything. But I'm here dancing the night away with my thief piece of shit wife in Times Square alone.
Nobody on, like, something that'll never happen unless you lock down the city into some pandemic. Like, that's something that will never, ever, ever happen. Like, ever. Like, you could block off the streets. Right outside where those blockades would be thousands of people. And I just spit all over myself. I'm a hot mess. But I'm getting excited here. So it's disgusting. Just like Gavin Mussolini. He's out here saying that we have to shut down all of our lights. People are out in front of his house. His entire house is lit up like a fucking Christmas tree. Yeah. It literally looks like a Christmas tree. It's all glass. It's beautiful. You can see inside. Every light in the house is on. And then again, I went on a rant last week, but to further on that rant, they not only had the opening game on Thursday in LA, they doubled down and had another game in LA for the Chargers in LA. They doubled down on it.
I bet you Gavin Newsom's house is also, not only every light was on, but if the power went out, he has some sort of backup generator system, whether it's natural gas or something like that. So yeah, I'm sure he has that too, just in case power goes out.
I'm sure, especially in California where, you know, there's no gas generators to tell you not to charge your electric cars.
We're going to ban the gas vehicle sales by 2035 or something like that. And you got to buy a $70,000 electric car, but do us a favor and don't charge it.
1,000%. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And then you see what's going on in Illinois, Alan?
No. Oh, yes. Cool. Yeah. The cashless bail. But that's not surprising because – so that's, I think, happening for they want to unroll it for 2023. James, that all of those crimes listed, I know I posted it, that they're not going to have cashless, they're going to have cashless bail for. That's already been in New York for 2 years. People laugh at me when I was passing around the actual list of laws that you can break in New York and not be held on bail. Literally, and I said it, I can burn my neighbor's house to the ground. I can download 10 million child porn images on my computer. I can kill a police dog. I can strangle a 7-year-old to near unconsciousness, get arrested, and be home in time for dinner to do it all over again. And people are like, no. And then I show them the list of all the crimes in New York State that you can commit and not be held on bail. And you can keep doing them and keep doing them and keep doing them. And now look, Illinois is doing it. Who else will be doing it if we keep all of these states and cities blue?
The following things will go into effect, and people need to be aware of this. It abolishes cash bail for almost every offense. This includes, but isn't limited to, kidnapping, armed robbery, second-degree murder, drug-induced homicide, aggravated DUI, threatening a public official, and aggravated fleeing and eluding. Offenders released on electronic monitoring have to be in violation for 48 hours before law enforcement can act. They could almost drive to Alaska before we can even look for them. It denies victims their constitutional rights. And keep this in mind, businesses and homeowners, officers will no longer be able to remove trespassers from your resident or your businesses. Someone could decide to live in your shed.
They're actually worse than New York, what he's saying.
You have to decide what level of force is required to remove them and whether or not it's legal.
Illinois wins. Illinois wins.
Right.
To the Illinois wins.
Cook County and Illinois.
They're worse than New York.
There it is.
That's exactly what I posted. Kidnapping, robbery, second-degree murder. At least in New York, if you get charged with second-degree murder, they hold you on bail. Wow. Drug-induced homicide. So does that mean if I do a shit ton of meth and I stab my neighbor in the face 4 times with a screwdriver, I'm going to be home in time for dinner with mommy? Is that what that means?
Yeah, before they even finish out in the paperwork, dude, they'll be home. It's insanity. So someone can squat in your residence, squat in your business, squat in your shed, and the police cannot remove them. They're not allowed to do a damn thing about it. That means it's up to the homeowner to decide what level of force and if it's illegal or not to remove them. So but now, I'm telling you right now, someone squats in my fucking shed or in my property. You're either walking out of my property at gunpoint, or I'm shooting you.
Like, yeah, I mean, I saw. It's funny. I saw something today, and I think it was Chicago that a concealed carry permit holder shot and killed a 13-year-old carjacker. I believe that was in Chicago or in the state of Illinois. I saw that somewhere today. I thought it was on Breitbart. I can't find it. But yeah, Illinois wins. Because at least in New York, if you know, you can't commit drug induced homicide and walk out on bail. Almost, but not quite that I've seen. But a lot of other heinous crimes you can commit in New York. And wow, that's all right. We have that, James. And then we have the Democrat mayor of New Orleans who says it's not safe for black women to fly on economy flights, that they should only be flying first class. She literally spent about, I think it was like $30,000 of City of New Orleans funds to upgrade her flights to first class because she says she did not feel safe in economy as a black woman. And she says she's not going to repay the money spent on first class trips. Like, she was going from Washington to Switzerland over the summer. So obviously it wasn't for the mayor of New Orleans for official business. And she says that her travel accommodations were a matter of safety, not of luxury. And that she just, because black women are targets and they should all be upgraded to first class. What do you think about that?
Upgraded to first class, Alan.
And literally, they're telling her, like, you need to pay this $30,000 back. I mean, who are you to just upgrade yourself to first class and make the city pay for it?
I think that they want us peasants, us hardworking Americans, the middle class. This is what they've been trying to do to foot the bill. This is a further way to cripple the middle class. They don't give a shit about us, and they're flaunting it right in front of our face. Oh, let's go to first class. I've never flown first class ever in my life, Alan.
You're talking about a mayor of a city whose murder rate is 50% over what it was this time last year. Just, I'm going to go to Switzerland from Washington, D.C. And because I'm a black woman, forget about the middle class argument for a minute, James. Mm-hmm. And what her actual argument is. Because she does not have an argument. No, and she's using race as the argument. Well, I am a black woman and I don't feel safe. Therefore, give me. I'm entitled. So is that black privilege? Is that black woman privilege? What is that?
It's Whitey has too much privilege. So we're going to just give privilege away to black people, just like we talked about on Friday about the medical boards.
She's literally, she has no argument. So, all right. I feel unsafe as a white heterosexual male under 6 feet tall to fly economy. I need to be upgraded to first class and I need a booster seat for my seat and a bag of hot peanuts. The peanuts need to be hot.
Alan definitely needs a booster seat.
I need a booster seat, and nuts need to be warm.
Toasted? When they come.
Toasted nuts. Toast the nuts.
Make sure they're nice and toasty.
Demand champagne with a strawberry in it, and I want something chocolate-covered.
I don't want the bottom of my glass ever to be empty. No,
and I don't want to have to pay for it. Because I'm a white man under 6 feet tall.
It's total clown world. The Little Mermaid, a redhead mermaid, is now black.
What you talking about, James?
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, they've thrown everything out the window. Like, I love the memes, like, where it's like Anne Frank and it's a black actress. Like, that's what they're doing. But imagine it was the other way, Alan. Imagine it was the other, culture appropriation. A white person can't play a Spanish person, this, that, and the other. Like, forget about it. Forget about it. Like, it's silly. It's so dumb. It's really the dumbest thing ever. And it's just a fur, like Lizzo. They're just putting her out there with her food cart. Like, did you see what this bitch orders in her Instacart?
Yeah, she's
500 fucking pounds.
Hey, how about, wait, I want them to, let's go back to Little Mermaid for a second, because you're right, if they did that, if it was a black character and they changed it to a white character, it would be a whole big thing. Oh my god, look at all the racism going on.
Like, imagine we made the Black Panther white.
Yeah, well, I want them to make a movie or a remake of, like, of the Little Rascals, and I want Danny DeVito to play Buckwheat. That I want to see.
That would be
amazing. I don't know why Danny DeVito. I don't know why, but I want to see
it. It has to be Frank Danny DeVito. Like, I want Frank from Always Sunny. Always, not Danny DeVito, because Danny DeVito, he's a cuck now. I can't stand him, but he's a great actor. He's a great actor.
Yeah, whatever.
But it's got to be Frank's version of Danny DeVito.
Listen, at this point, if there are people out there that are listening to Hollywood actors and musicians for anything else other than their Hollywood acting or their music making, then you are a complete and utter moron and should not have any place in society.
No, you're an idiot. You're an absolute.
You're an idiot. You're an
absolute.
Put him in the bathroom.
I got to get that on the pads. I got to put him in the bathroom. Our co-host on our Tuesday show sent that to me when I first made the pads, and I have the audio. I just never put it on. Speaking of our Tuesday show, Alan, you called it, the liberal who was supposed to come on.
I saw your post. I saw it.
Confirmed today. I was like, hey, are we still good for tomorrow at 8:30?
I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. I knew it as well. I knew it as well. I literally called him a coward. And he's like, now you're just going to sling insult. I'm like, dude, you came in my comment section, started throwing insults at me, saying I'm an idiot. And I can make you look stupid all the time. I
was like, what's okay, wild is this is a nobody, and he did that to you. And then you invited him on your show after he verbally assaulted you on social media. And then you said, hey, I will give you a platform. I have a very large audience, and you can come on and school me because you said you can prove me wrong in every aspect, and we can do that. You gave him that courtesy, and then he accepted because he was a keyboard warrior. He says, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now look at him. I hope he somehow watches this, because I'm sure he's watching you if he's commenting on everything that you talk about.
Yeah, it was only that one thing. It was only that one thing that he commented on. And
well, good sir, if you're watching this, you're an asshole.
I hope he is, because he's a coward. Like, come and hang out, dude. Like, if you think you're so smart and you can make me look stupid and I'm a moron, come and hang out. But he's too much. He's like, why would I endure all of that? I'm like, no, you're not going to get me. Like, we're going to have a discussion. Like, let's have a conversation and
talk
and see why you think I'm a moron. And I will tell you and show you the evidence as to why I believe what I believe. And I guarantee you're not going to be able to prove me wrong. I guarantee it. There's way too much evidence on my side, and I could show it to you. You just haven't seen it. You're busy watching mainstream media. And I even told him, I was like, hey, you can use mainstream media as sources, but I'll tell you right now, you're going to need a lot more than that. Just giving you a heads up. Like, you can try, like, if you want to use that, but I'm going to be able to show you evidence to the contrary, because MSN at this point is so easy to debunk and prove that they're fucking lying and pushing an agenda. So I said, so you're going to just come to my channel and start throwing insults, and then now you're going to cower away. I'm like, you're a coward. I knew you were going to have no balls. And he's like, okay, sure. And he just ran away. What a fucking cuck.
Because he's scared.
He's scared. He has no, he's like, why would I endure that? We would just have a conversation, man. That's it.
Yeah. So I didn't even realize it, people. I apologize. You know, we're live on Getter too. And I didn't look over the Getter chat. The Getter chat was lighting it up. Oh, I don't know. You ever hear of this guy? It's funny. We're talking about We were talking about firefighters earlier, actually. There's a guy in the chat. Actually, got an interesting name. Victim of Bank of America. Oh, I guess you must be a white mortgage, a white guy with a mortgage, because you couldn't get a mortgage from Bank of America.
I identify as a black person.
So you can get a better percentage rate.
But, hey, I'm black. I'd like to buy a home.
And it's funny. Like,
sir, you're not black. No, I identify as a black woman. So, I'd like to buy a home. So we should film that. We should just literally walk into a Bank of America and just sit down and be like, hey, I identify as a black woman.
Yeah.
And
you don't even have to be a black woman. You can just be a black man. Just say, listen, I want, can you get me a great percentage interest?
Zero money down. Zero money down.
Actually, they should pay me. Yeah. You should pay me to take the mortgage. So this guy, anyway, in the Getter chat, I don't know if he's still on there, but he brought up this guy. It's so funny because I watched all the videos about this guy. This guy, his name is Jeremy DeWitt. Mm-hmm. You actually should go on YouTube. So one thing I can't stand is people who, you know, couldn't pass a police exam and then get a job. No, I know. I was only kidding. I saw a victim of Bank of America. And I was like, oh, you know, are you a white man trying to be a black woman trying to get a mortgage rate? And you know what? I want to hear you. So he said he's swatted by Bank of America. So this is what I want you to do, since you're in the chat. I want you to email me thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. Or I think you can message on Getter. I think that's an option now. I want you to get a hold of me. And I'll send you an email because I want to hear your story. Well, I want to check it out. Maybe we'll have you on and we'll talk about it. He says he was swatted by Bank of America and we need to read a story. And I want to.
I would love to check it out. Yeah.
Read my story and you'd be like, what the fuck? I want to read your story. So he brought up this guy, Jeremy DeWitt. It's one type of person I can't stand is someone who tried to become a police officer but failed miserably because they couldn't pass a test, couldn't get through the academy, and then they go and they get a job as like a security guard, and then they try to make themselves look like a police officer and in essence impersonate a cop.
So wait a second. Someone couldn't get a job as a police officer? Like, there's some of the most out of shape, fat, disgusting slobs.
It doesn't even have to be about shape. It could be about anything. Mental capacity. It could be maybe they have something in their past that doesn't allow them to be a police officer. We're not talking about a fat guy, because this guy, Jeremy DeWitt, is far from being a fat guy. He actually has an issue. I don't know what the whole issue is. He's a sex offender, but he was like dating a younger girl or something like that. Anyway. He started this security business, and he's all over YouTube. I mean, he's a YouTube sensation. I believe he's in jail now. Jeremy DeWitt. And he started this company down in Florida, and he bought old police cars. He has, like, the Chargers, the Tahoes, and the police motorcycles. Full on, they look like the real thing. All the guys' uniforms look like the real thing, and they hire themselves out. Funeral processions hire them, and they, you know, do all the you know, motorcade stuff for hire and security details for things. And this guy's constantly getting jammed up by different police departments in Florida. They all know him because he breaks traffic laws, tries to pull people over. He has his own body camera, all this crap.
Really?
And, apparently, he just got out of jail.
So he's like Paul Blart, the mall cop.
Yeah, to the extreme. And then every time he gets jammed up or pulled over, he starts screaming at the police officers like he's one of them, and then demands to talk to their supervisors. And he knows all their supervisors and bosses by name. Just wait, when you're bored, just go on YouTube one day and just put in Jeremy DeWitt, Florida. And the videos are endless. And a lot of the footage is from his body cam that he would have because he was on the bike. Like yell at the people that worked for him like they were subordinate cops. Like it's wild. The uniform he wore, you would think he was like, you know, the chief of police of all police departments. It was crazy.
I got like badges, like awards and stuff.
Yeah, no, like legit. Yeah, he has like a legit badge. It looks like a police badge. And if you go on, yeah, he just said it in the chat, but I this is where I saw him a lot too. There's a channel, Police Tube, on YouTube, and they do like a whole, there's so many videos just on this guy, Jeremy DeWitt. And every time I watch it, I howl. Like, it is unbelievable, hilarious. It is.
Should I bring up a video? Can we watch it?
Nah, there's so many. You can't even pick one. Maybe we'll look at them and one day we'll circle back and we'll watch them. Because you'll just get tied up watching them. I wouldn't even do it now. Just when you get a chance, I want you to look at it. And you'll be like, holy shit. And you're not going to be able to stop watching them because this guy is such a fucking moron. That it's great. Anyway, victim of Bank of America. One, your name intrigues me on Getter. You found me on Getter. I want to hear your story. So if you can reach out to me either by instant message or instant message. I am me. Direct message me or email me thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com and how we get in contact because I'd like to hear your story. But
that's fucking nuts. It's wild. A lot of people are actually in our foxhole asking about the psilocybins. So email psilocybins@protonmail.com. I put it in the comment section. If you want CBD, go to serious-cbd.com. The number one CBD on the planet.
You know how I feel right now? I feel clear. Yeah, I guess you could say that. But physically, I have this fuzzy warm feeling towards my center mass and my shoulders. Like I feel good. So I got to be honest with you. When we started the show, like even before I was on the show, I was in a really shitty mood.
But what did I tell you before the show, Alan? I said, Alan,
you did. You said my mood's going to change, and it did
change big time. By the time the show starts, and you're gonna be small. Like first time I ever took a microdose, I literally walked around. I just felt like I had a shit eating grin on my face all day. I'm just walking around, just cheesing, just like nothing could bother me. And I just felt good. Like I just was happy. I was euphoric. That's the best way to put it. I was euphoric.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like, all right, like I didn't have, not that I had a shitty day, like anything bad happened. It's just Mondays are always very hectic for me because people just think, all right, the weekend's over and stuff that didn't happen on Friday is magically supposed to happen on Monday with 2 days in the middle where nothing fucking happens. I just love the stupidity of people, you know, like in the one business, it's like when I talk to people on Friday and give them an update on something, and it says, yeah, so probably some point next week we'll get an update and things will move. And then Monday morning at 9 o'clock, it's either a text message or a phone call because I'm very, you know, personal with my clients where like they have my personal cell number and that is a mistake I made years and years and years ago. And I live with it every day in my fucking life. I'm actually going to get a new cell phone number and I'm going to give that cell phone number only to close friends and leave my old cell phone for like work shit because it just gets ridiculous. But they'll text me like 9:05, text me, or they'll call. And when they call, I won't answer the phone. I very rarely answer the phone. I train my clients to text message me. If they can't, that's fine. Absolutely, you can call. I always tell them, I can't answer the phone all the time, but you text me, you get a response immediately. But if you need to speak to me, just shoot me a text that says, hey, call me back. It's important. And I will call you back. But don't just call me to ask me stupid questions that I'm not going to have any answer for you. When you can text me those stupid questions and you'll get a response immediately.
I have a feeling, Alan, when you see my name show up, you're like, this motherfucker.
Every time you call. Every time. Like, what the fuck does he want?
I'm lazy. I'd rather talk.
That's because you do talk. And I see, that's the thing. I hate talking on the phone. I do. I despise it. I'll sit here like and like if you say hop on a Zoom, I'd rather hop on a Zoom call. And sit there with the phone. It's just stupid.
I just put it on speaker and I put my phone right on my desk and I have a conversation. It's just like,
sometimes I just don't like to talk. You'd be surprised. There are days I'll go throughout the whole day. Like if I don't have to be near anybody, you know, where I might say 10 words until like, you know, I really have to, I don't want to even talk. I just like cruising through the day and doing what I have to do. You know what? Before I forget again, wait, I cut you off before and you probably don't remember.
No clue. No fucking clue.
What the hell are you trying to do? What are you
I don't even remember what we're talking about. But on another note, I saw this post earlier. It was by Patrick Bet David. Fucking love that guy. Based as fuck, but he put this out and it really rang true. The price good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men, Plato. And you look at what's going on right now in our society, and you look at how people don't want to get involved, don't want to speak up, they don't want to ruffle feathers, they don't want to cause any controversy with family members, this, that, or the other. Look at what is going on in our country. Look at what is going on, not just in our country, all over the world, everywhere. Energy bills are through the roof all over the world. England is getting completely cut off from Russia.
Yeah, fuck them. Shut the power off there. You know what? They all deserve what they get. They all want to turn around and shove their nose at us and say Americans are fat and stupid. Fuck the French. Germany wants to laugh at us. You know what? Put them in the fucking dock. Let them freeze all fucking winter. Oh, you're heartless. I have family there. Whatever. You know what? Did I offend you? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't care.
I don't fucking care.
Donald Trump, don't trust China. China is asshole.
But this is what we get. And I'm sorry. I'm so sick and tired of the I don't want to ruffle feathers and I don't want to speak up or I don't want to. It's way past that at this point. Look at what this has become. A full on dictator regime when they're raiding Donald Trump. They're going after all their political opponents. They're doing no unannounced show ups and threatening them with warrants and taking all of their electronics.
Listen, if you're not ruffling feathers, then you're doing absolutely nothing. Because if you're just sitting there status quo and you're allowing all this shit to happen in our country, whoever's country, the world, and that's what you're voting for and you're allowing that and you're not fighting to make change, then you know what? Fucking eat it. Eat it. Because I'm going to ruffle feathers and I'm going to do everything I can.
Well, guess what, Alan? Even though they're all a bunch of cowards and they don't deserve our help, guess what? We're fighting for them as well. The strong men are here. The strong women are here to speak up. The mama bears, I love the mama bears, to stand up and fight. The cowards can sit on the sidelines. I'm no longer want to entertain anybody who says, I don't want to, cause any problems or get involved with all of that. It's, I really love your content, but just fucking unfollow me. Like, you're a coward.
I mean, you don't have to. We're not talking about going out, taking to the streets and punching people in the face. No. There are so many things people can do. But if you're going to sit home and just complain on Facebook or in your local mom's group on Facebook about your schools and about your taxes and about your fucking potholes in your street that the town pothole filler won't fill up, and you're not doing anything about it, then
it's also not just the people that don't want to ruffle feathers. It's the people that are indifferent. They're like, I don't want to choose a side. Like, I don't want to get involved. It doesn't affect me because I did well for myself, this, that, or the other. And it drives me nuts. Like, this is how my father is. And every day, every single day, I don't even care, dude. I just send him fucking shit all day. Just, he never responds. Never once responds. Never once. He'll send me like some wrestling or football or something like that. And I'm just bombarding him with all of this fucking information just constantly. And my mother too. My mother's more open to it than my father. My father just doesn't care. He wants nothing to do with it. He's like, it doesn't affect my life, this, that, or the other.
So hold on. So I will, people that truly don't care, I won't turn around and say I don't have respect for and that and call them cowards. If people truly don't care, they truly don't care. What pisses me off more is the people that bitch and complain about caring, but they don't want to do anything to change it. Those are the I think those people are worse than the people that truly don't care.
Well, here's the thing, though. A couple years ago, you could have gotten away with. you know, I'm not into politics. It's just I don't care. It doesn't affect my life because I built a nice life for myself and I'm doing okay. And it doesn't matter if the taxes go up or this, that, or the other. A couple years ago, you might have been able to get some sympathy out of me. But it's getting to the point where the president is calling us terrorists.
I love it.
I love it, too. I love it, too. But we know how these crazy leftists operate. Like we talked about it on the show. I don't wear MAGA stuff when I go get my car worked on. I don't go when I'm getting food because I just expect them to fuck with my shit when I'm not there. They'll never do it in front of me. No. They'll never do it to my face. No. It's always when I'm not, oh, that motherfucker's a MAGA. I'm going to go pop his tires, or I'm going to key his car, or I'm going to spit in his burrito.
Right.
You know, so it's sad that that happens. But now you have the guy that they are fawning all over out there screaming, you're domestic terrorists. You're the biggest threat to the nation. You're now emboldening them. So now these people that are indifferent, that don't care, our country is literally turning into a third world country right before our eyes. Do you think the people in Germany, when Nazi Germany took control, when they were doing the thing that they were doing, we're like, ah, you know, it's not for me. I don't want to get involved. But after shit started to really hit the fan, I bet that they were saying to themselves, man, I really wish I got involved. I wish I cared. I wish I did something about this. Why did I wait so long? Oh, I should have done something when I could. I bet they all said that. Venezuela, what do you think they're doing? They were the third richest country economy in the world, number one in South America. What do you think they're doing? They're eating their dogs. They're burning their dogs.
They are. They're burning their fucking couch to keep warm.
But do you think the people that watched it happen that were like, I'm not into politics, guys. I don't really want to get involved. Do you think those people are now saying like, fuck, I should have said something. I should have did something.
I sure hope they are.
Huh?
I sure hope they are.
I guarantee they are. Because their life got destroyed. Everything that they worked hard for got taken from them. Everything is worthless. It's a third world country now. It's literally a third world country. That's what we're seeing happen right before our eyes. And if we say nothing and do nothing, you're just as worse as the people who stand around and complain and do nothing. You're just as bad. Pick a freaking side. I don't even care if you pick their side. I don't even care if you're an idiot and you pick their side. Just make a fucking decision. Let me know which side you're on.
I mean, there are places here that are worse than a third world country. There are literally places here that are just so disgusting. I mean, they're going crazy in Portland.
Crazy in Portland. I think you shared it. There was two videos going around of San Francisco.
Oh yeah, listen, all you got to do is type in San Francisco and people could see the homeless encampments.
It looked like hell on earth. Literal hell on earth. That's what
it looks like. You have that in New York City now. There are areas like that, which it's more of a recent thing than it was in San Francisco. And you also have the people of Portland are so desperate. They have no help. No one is helping them.
No one is. They don't care. Like, I went to LA. LA is supposed to be like this beautiful place.
Oh, please.
I never, ever, ever want to go. But I'm growing up on the East Coast, growing up in New Jersey, like I surfed. I love that. I always loved the West Coast lifestyle. And I always wanted to live by the beach and just surf my whole entire life. And to me, I wanted to go to college in California when I was a kid. My parents were like, hell the fuck no. And because you're going to waste all your money and you're just going to surf and party all the fucking time, which that's exactly what I would have done.
What is that big surfer movie? What was it called? Was that Pacific Blue with the girls?
There's a couple. That's Pacific Blue. Yes, I think so.
It's like every guy that wants to live by the beach and surf. That's like their favorite movie. Like, oh yeah, we're gonna watch Pacific Blue and get the lotion and tissues.
Mine was Point Break.
That was another one.
The lifestyle that I was more thinking was more like Point Break. Just waking up and surfing and chasing tasty waves.
Tasty waves.
But no, I love the, like, that's the one thing I miss about the one thing I hate about Vegas is it's a 4-hour drive to the beach. Like, it's a trip and I gotta go to California and it sucks over there now, but I always wanted to go out there. And yeah. the vision that you have growing up on the East Coast from what you see on TV and in movies, it looks awesome. And then I got there to do Sam Tripoli's show with Justin. Mm-hmm. And I'll never, ever go back, ever. Like, I hate New York because it's so filthy and gross. And I'll never go back to L.A.
I'm imagining that L.A. was a lot different. It still had your bad and things, like, obviously. In
everywhere. Areas bad, dude. Everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm saying I bet it was a lot different back, you know, give it 10 years mm-hmm. when, you know, than it is now. I don't know if it can get areas like that can get any worse than they are.
The right homeless now. Were sweeping their tent area in front of the street, like every yeah. street lined up. There's porta potties everywhere, human shit, needles everywhere, like main areas of LA. Like, it was everywhere.
In San Francisco, it's the same. You know, San Francisco is supposed to be this beautiful historical city, and it's the same thing.
Yeah, you're going shit on the street. It's so wild. You go to like a 5-star Michelin restaurant, and right next to you, while you're sitting on the patio, there's a homeless man shitting on the street. It's fucking bananas.
No one is doing anything about it.
No. They made apps to catalog where the feces is. They made apps. People are making money off of tracking the poop.
The poop landmine app. Oh, don't step there.
Dude, it's disgusting. It's gross. I saw a video the other day. It's the same thing in New York, though. I saw a video the other day. It was like girlfriend documenting her boyfriend's commute on the way home, and he walks in the door. He's like, babe, we need to move. I stepped in shit today, and it was definitely human shit. I need to get the fuck out of here. I was like, yo, this is so fucking real.
You know, it's bad when the new norm is like, hey, you know, people don't clean up after their dog, and occasionally, you know, you step in dog shit. You get pissed off. You're like, ah, I got to clean my shoe. You're wiping it on somebody's grass. But now it's like, it comes to a point you don't flip out about it. You get it. All right, fucking dog shit. It's whatever. Now I just stepped in human shit for the second time this week, walking from my park in my neighborhood back to my fucking job, house.
From the subway that I take to the job to home.
Well, how about, hey, honey, I just took the dog for a walk, and the dog just stepped in human shit on the walk.
Human shit. Like really? Like, that shit probably happens where you're walking your dog in New York City, and all the dog's munching on something. You're like, what are you munching on? And
I'm going to vomit. Shut up.
Alan, this is us. So I found your hot button. Alan likes to talk about Nancy Pelosi's cans. And
compare the two.
And Rachel Levine's cans, but can't talk about dogs eating human shit.
You can't compare the two. I mean, if you were tied to a chair and said, okay, this you're tied to a chair now. You're tied on one of those old rusty aluminum chairs, and it's like, all right, James, we're gonna torture you until your eyes fall out of your head. It's either you have to watch a dog eat human shit for the next 12 hours. Or you have to watch Rachel Levine, Randy, and Nancy Pelosi topless, just staring at each other.
I'm taking the dog shit.
What's wrong with you?
I'm taking the dog shit all day. No questions asked. Because that's an image I can get out of my head. I can't get Rachel Levine's fucking sad yet.
All right. I lost you, James. I lost you. I don't know where, but I lost you. And
I'm just not a psychopath like you, Alan. I'm not. I'm a fucking civil human being.
All right. Oh, speaking of civil human beings, did you hear about the big sex trafficking sting that nabbed about 160 people in Florida?
Disney workers and teachers,
and a Georgia deputy police chief. Yeah.
The police chiefs are involved in this.
Yeah. I got the New York Post article. It was a sexting operation that resulted in arrests of 160 people. Also busted Georgia police officer Jason DePrima. The Polk County Sheriff's Office announced on Friday that their week-long sting called Operation Fall Hall 2 discovered at least two sex trafficking victims. Sheriff Grady Judd said during a press conference that there could be potentially more victims, I would say. Right. Our goal is to start services the moment that they are taking into custody and to treat them as they are victims not as suspects in a criminal event. Operation Fall Hall 2 also led to the arrest of two Disney employees, a state corrections officer, several teachers, and ex-officer DePrima. Sheriff Judd told reporters that DePrima, deputy police chief of Georgia's Cartersville Police Department, is no longer a police officer. The Cartersville Police Department said in a press release that DePrima had resigned Thursday following the department placing him on administrative leave pending an internal investigation. Oh, because you are a kid trafficker. Among the arrested was a high school IT expert. Oh, makes sense. Computer expert. Cameron Burke from Okie. I can never say that right. Is it Okie, Florida or OC, Florida?
I don't know.
O-C-O-E. I'm an idiot. Sorry, Floridians. You can tear me up. Who was busted during the sting for soliciting a prostitute. So you're trafficking kids and probably making, or humans, making a shit ton of money, and then you step out and mess it up by soliciting a prostitute. All right. Burke had been out on bond after being arrested for sexually assaulting a 15-year-old student. Okay. Other people arrested as a result of the sting include Carlos Gonzalez, a math teacher, as well as John Layton, an Orange County physical education teacher. So several teachers, corrections officers, a former deputy police chief, and two Disney employees. And that's just the people that were caught in a sting. How many people were not caught in that sting?
A lot.
Or
we gotta have Natalie come on soon and break this down for us, because I'm sure she's got all the sauce.
I would imagine.
So maybe not this Friday, because this Friday we got Pepe Q Sauce coming on. He's joining us.
Is that this Friday?
Yes, this Friday.
That's this Friday. Okay.
This Friday, Pepe Q Sauce is going to be joining us. So maybe the following Friday. I don't know what that might be. The Friday that I'm gone, 23rd.
We'll figure it out. We ain't going anywhere. And there's so much stuff with the human trafficking shit that
it's never read.
Yeah, she's always got the goods on it. So, but yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. We got Democrat mayors who say black women can't fly economy; they can only fly first class. We got teachers, Disney employees, deputy police chiefs, all getting rounded up in sex trafficking stings. 160 people. I wonder if now with that they got these 160, how many more people are going to be dimed out during the investigation that aren't part of that 160? Is that 160 number going to climb? Are people going to start ratting other people out?
I'm sure they are. But who knows where they're going. I guarantee the border has something to do. This all goes back to the same people. It's one giant network. It's not like isolated incidents.
Oh, no.
This is a giant, giant network. Brandy, who's coming on from Stay in the Light, Stay in the Fight, works with Jason Frank. She's like, it's everywhere. She's 100% right. Everywhere you go. It probably happens in front of you every single day and you don't even realize it. That's how detailed this network is. It's sick and it's disgusting, and we need to continue to fight to put it to an end. When you hear about teachers and Disney workers being involved in the trafficking of children, that should make you sick. Do you remember when the former VP was caught with child porn of Disney? Did you ever hear that, Alan?
No.
Oh, already? Hold on. VP of Disney.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Just recently, yes. Yes, I got confused with what you were asking. Yes, I did. There was actually, you just said, we were talking about pedophiles and maps. There was I forgot where I saw it today. This morning, there was a teacher that was fired already. School year has just started because he told his kids that they can't call. And they were, I guess, talking about something in school. They can't call pedophiles, and they have to call them minor attracted people.
I saw that. I saw that video. These people, imagine? Are fucking sick, like sick in the fucking head. They're insane. And people are starting to call out these, especially the people that are more public. And I really, really love to see it. And as one of my favorite friends like to say, these people, soon these people won't be able to walk down the street. And I truly believe that. Like, people are so sick of this bullshit that they're just walking around. Like, Hunter Biden is just walking around getting ice cream with his family. Prince Andrew's just walking around at his mother's funeral, totally okay. Like, did you see this, Alan?
I love how everybody starts yelling at him. You're a sick old man. Yeah.
And then he gets dragged out of there.
Yeah. You're a sick old man. I love it.
It's amazing. It's amazing to see. These people should not be able to walk down the street. Don't get violent, but they should be. You should ridicule them for being sick, disgusting, evil people.
Should, like, be in jail.
They should be.
Like, why, you know.
They should be, without a doubt. But I'm.
Should
but
be under the jail.
They should be castrated. They should be hung. Absolutely. But, you know, for us to sit here and call for violence, it's a terrible idea. So, ridicule. If you see these people in the street, ridicule them. Remember when Maxine Waters said during the election?
They all said it. They all said it. Get violent. Push back.
If you see Trump getting gas, form a crowd and get loud and rile up and get together and blah. These people are the most evil, sick, disgusting people in the world. And they're just flaunting in our face. Like, I'm just a free man walking around. I know you have pictures of me all over the place, these young girls. I was very close associates with the most notorious pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein. My brother, Prince Charles, was very good friends with Jimmy Savile. My mother knighted him.
And even just other, like, little things. Like, he even, you know, I go back to Kathy Griffin when she had the severed head of Donald Trump, and she passed that along social media, and she didn't even get at least a knock on her door or a phone call from the Secret Service to actually just have a formal interview with her to talk to her about that. Like, that is a direct threat to a sitting president.
Yes.
And an incitement of violence.
Had a music video where he literally shot a guy who dressed up like Donald Trump with a clown face in the side of the head in his music video. Literally shot him in the side of his head. Like, that's something that like Iran did when they had that that drone shoot Trump while he was golfing in that one video that they had.
Like, I'd imagine if I got an exact replica looking like a Joe Biden and hung it from a noose in my front yard, I'd imagine not only the media attention that would come with it, but I would imagine that law enforcement would come and knock on my door and want to know about that.
Secret Service would be at my door.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
To be fair, one of the things that brings me a lot of joy in life is seeing how much suffering Kathy Griffin has gone through because of that post. Like, nobody wants to hire her. No one wants her around. Like,
she wrote a book about it.
Yeah. And she tried to capitalize on it and make some money because she couldn't get any work. She's like,
didn't she get cancer or something too? Isn't she fighting some stupid disease or something?
I hope so, dude. I hope so. I really do. I'm not even joking. I really do. I really do.
And then she just said, I think we talked about that last week, where she said, if you vote, vote Democrat if you don't want a civil war, vote Republican if you want a civil war. What does that even mean?
So basically what that means is, Alan, if we vote Republicans in, they're going to start a civil war.
If we vote Republican, we want a civil war.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody wants a civil war, you dumb twat.
No, but not that we want a civil war. Like, if we vote Republican, like, they're going to bring a civil war to us.
Well, she had said, if you vote Republican, you want a civil war. That's what she actually said.
So, like, saying, like, if you don't vote with us, like, threatening us, saying, if you don't vote along party lines because a celebrity say to vote Democrat and you vote Republican, we're going to start a war. That's what
I'll take my chances on this side because
all fucking day, all day, I'll take my chances because I really think what's going to happen in October, coming up very soon with the Elon Musk thing, is going to show a crazy amount of bots. And imagine when the American public sees, like, really, I don't think people realize the implication of the bots, though, because they made the bots, the bot farms, all to push narratives. So now, what if all these accounts that we're seeing on social media with the Ukraine or the, you know, we make fun of them, we call them NPCs, they really might be all NPCs, like fake people. And putting the Ukraine flag, putting the I got jabbed stuff, all these things. Like, how many times do we see the tweets from people that are all verbatim, the same exact tweets, and they put montages of them?
Sure.
This happens constantly. And now what if 80% of the users that we're seeing are all pushing this narrative? What does that do to their narrative? It shows that they don't really have a fucking narrative. They don't have any supporters. It's a very fringe amount of people that are really behind them, and they're mostly in major cities like LA and New York.
Yeah.
You go through the country, the rest of the country is so sick of this bullshit. Any rational thinking human being sees what's going on and sees what was happening 4 years ago, and they're like, yeah, I wish we had that back. I could go back to that any day. I'll take some mean tweets right now. I'll take some mean tweets right about now.
And then,
I really, really think that case is a big, big deal. And October is going to be fucking wild. October is going to be a fucking wild, wild.
Yeah, well, it has no choice to be wild either way, because now you're talking the month before midterms. I mean, it's going to be midterms,
and then you throw into the fire pit, throw some more gas on that fire. You got Durham, you got the Elon Musk, and the Supreme Court ruling. You have all of this. Plus, the queen just died. This is going to be something they're going to be talking about for fucking months. You know this. They're going to be, oh, my goodness, King Charles is this, that, and the other, and this, that, and Harry, and Meghan Merkel, and this, that, and the other is going to be all over the news about the royal family instead of covering what's really important, because they're not talking about what's going on in the UK. They're not talking about what's going on in Italy. They're not talking about the inflation or the gas prices in the United States or Joe Biden's cognitive decline.
He was in Boston. I think was he in Boston today? Like just babbling.
He's talking to these cancer patients.
Like he's like an angry rant, and all he did was bash America. And he's like, what the hell is the matter with us? And I don't know, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you, dude? What's going on? Like,
we did it. We did it, Joe.
What about Kamala?
Bing bong.
Bing bong. What about Kamala Harris's tits, James?
Kamala Harris, I look at them, but it's not something that I'm like, yeah, I got to see them fucking cans. I got to see that.
You're getting this all wrong with the, oh, I got to see them. No. It's not, oh, I got to see them.
No, you said that about Nancy Pelosi. You got to see her cans.
I said I would like to see them. Like, yeah. I mean, it
no interest. No, I don't have any interest in seeing Kamala's tits, but they're bearable. I'd survive.
I bet your girlfriend would say yes, just like she did to Nancy Pelosi when she said it. She said it.
You'd say, dude, my girlfriend would say yes to a lot of fucking things that I'm saying hell fucking no to. Hell no.
Open your mind a little, James.
My girlfriend watches pimple popping videos for fun and surgeries for fun.
Like, I like that shit too.
She, yeah, nah.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
She loves that. She fucking loves it. And she's fucking gross, dude.
I like when they pop the ones and they're like that little, like the little spaghetti thread comes out. Like it just never ends. It's like, what do they call that? Asmar? What is that?
It's disgusting. It's fucking gross.
You don't like anything. You don't like popping pimples. You don't like old ladies' tits. I mean, what do you like? What do you do?
What do I do?
I mean, besides eat strawberry ice cream cones.
I eat strawberry ice cream cones and smoke weed all day. That's what I do. That's what I'm into.
Oh my god, you're not living life. There's old lady tits out there, and there's a lot of pimple popping going on that needs to be watched.
A lot of my friends growing up always talked about fucking fat chicks and how it's like it's a function luxury. Like they suck your dick. Like
all right. It's Monday, James. It's Monday. This isn't Freedom Friday. I won't do it.
Nope.
You take it back a little bit from Monday Madness. We said we were going to try starting the week.
I'm starting out hot, dude. Coming in hot. But fatty's not. Can't do it.
You're really disgusting.
Can't do it. I don't eat vegetables.
Did you say that again?
I don't eat vegetables.
You don't need, that's the problem. You don't eat vegetables. None at all?
Nah, nothing. I haven't eaten vegetables.
Not one vegetable.
Nah. I mean, if you count corn as a vegetable or tomatoes as a vegetable, then I'll have the tomato and sauce, but like, no vegetables.
You know what my favorite side is at Thanksgiving, actually? It's
cranberry sauce?
No. Are you kidding me? Cranberry sauce. What am I, 96 years old and I have no teeth?
The way you led up to that, it was going to be like something that is obscure and nobody
it's
loves.
It's two of them. It's two of them. I love the mashed turnips. Love them. I could eat the whole bowl myself. I like them better than mashed potatoes. And string bean casserole with the crispy onions on it and the cream of mushroom soup. You ever have that?
No, I don't eat mushrooms, and I definitely won't eat turnips. Definitely not. I carnivore all day. I eat meat, and I need to cut out carbs.
You eat strawberry ice cream. Shut up.
Yeah, but like as far like for dinner tonight, I'm gonna have ground beef and eggs. I'm gonna put ground
beef. That's good. That sounds good.
I'm going to put some seasoning on it, some Saskatchewan Traeger seasoning, some salt, fry up some eggs with some butter, some grass-fed butter. And
how do you make the eggs?
I fried egg. Just
oh, you fry the egg. I didn't eat. Okay.
You're fried in butter and the meat grease, because I'll cook the meat first and then I'll put the meat into the pan, throw the fucking eggs right on, bing, bang, boom.
That's what I usually do with bacon and eggs. I'll make the bacon and then I'll take in the skillet, then I'll take the bacon grease and I'll use that to cook the eggs in.
Fruit's good. Brandy's having a conniption over here in the comments. James, you cannot survive without eating vegetables. Fruit is good. Berries are good.
Why can't you survive without eating vegetables? I don't eat a lot. I love eating meat, but there's like I like Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. I love
defense chemicals. They don't want to be eaten. There's a lot of oxalates, and this is why we get kidney stones and things like that. There's definitely
you get kidney stones from soda. Coffee too.
I don't drink soda though. I used to
years ago, but I drink a shit ton of coffee.
I don't drink coffee either.
God, you're like the Antichrist.
Well, coffee I don't have because it goes through me and it makes my stomach feel like hell.
I'm a coffee. I get caffeine headaches. Like I need a cup of coffee. I get caffeine headaches
because I drink my Ghost of Kiev's. But I try to stick to like that has zero sugar. It's got more natural stuff than the Red Bulls and the Monsters and garbage like that. I tried the mud water. It just wasn't my thing. I didn't like it. So I drink the Ghost of Kiev's. But Brandy, I'm going to have to send you some stuff. Dr. Paul Saladino, Dr. Sean Baker. You should definitely check out their books. They have lots of things that go that show vegetables are no good. Kale is bullshit.
Hold on. All right, fuck you vegetables. Hold on a second. Did you see? I didn't even realize that. I guess it happened. It happened Thursday last week. I don't know how I missed that. That the DOJ they appealed it. I don't think they came up with a decision yet.
What?
I don't know. That the DOJ appealed the
judge's decision on
for the special master for Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago raid.
Yeah, you didn't expect them to appeal that?
No, I expected it. I didn't know it happened already. Apparently it happened on Thursday. I'm just looking at it now. But I didn't. So if it happened on Thursday, today's Monday. Typically they rule on those appeals pretty quick. I guess there's no I didn't see anything about a ruling on the appeal. You know, because I guess it's all going to depend on what judge now gets the appellate judge. Like, oh, what are we going to do with this? And, you know, if they deny or if they grant the appeal, then, you know, more bullshit.
I wouldn't be surprised if they grant the appeal. I mean, these people are so corrupt. They'll pull out all the stops, but they'll do it right in front of our face. And in my opinion, that's what has to happen. I mean, 9/11 brought me so much joy this year, not because of the remembrance of 9/11, but I know it's a terrible thing to say, the reason why it brought me so much joy is that instead of in my comments section, like normally I'd go, oh, you're disrespecting the people that lost their lives, or like this is disgraceful. Like normally, like you'd get a lot of those things. Now my comment sections are pointing out things that I didn't talk about. Like they're new here. They haven't seen the rabbit holes that I've gone down, and I'm pointing out these things. They're like, yeah, but you forgot about World Trade Center 7 and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, you know, it's just different. It's different outlooks for a lot of people. What's that?
People are understanding what's really going on. There's a difference
between stories not being told, and there's a difference of people just going on social media telling me what for sure what didn't happen when I was there. You know what I mean? Like, I get very aggravated at some people, and there's some real fucking morons out there that want to call themselves truthers.
Oh, but that's everywhere, of course.
And it's you know, it's stupid. It's stupid because you make everybody look like fucking assholes, and you just people are
JFK Jr. They're fucking make us look like lunatics.
That's what I equate it to. I agree.
There's lunatics everywhere. I 100% agree. Lunatics everywhere, and that's with all walks of life, and doesn't matter which creed you come from. There's people that are fucking lunatics. It is what it is. But the reality is, when I used to talk about things, and I talk about a lot of things that are I could base on evidence, like Building 7, like the video footage in the Pentagon, where the fuck is it? Mm-hmm. You know, those are the things. Like, I don't really focus on the blue beam aspect and all these crazy things, because I can't prove those things, and it's pointless to go down those rabbit holes. It makes you look crazy. But what I can prove is Building 6, a lot of anomalies. Building 7, first building ever to collapse at free fall speeds because of office fires. You know, steel buildings don't just collapse like they collapsed right in front of a rise. A lot of things we can go down that rabbit hole. But what I found encouragement in is people were pointing out things that I didn't talk about. Like the thing that everybody that I used to think was common knowledge that I didn't post about much this year because I knew everybody was going to be posting about.
Right.
Everybody was in my comment section saying, oh, this, and pointing out all the things that I didn't talk about. And I find a lot of encouragement in that, because people are now waking up and understanding that the reason why 9/11 happened was not really what happened. Like the things that they told us.
Right.
Because people still think that it was terrorists that did it. Terrorists may have been involved, but they didn't. With box cutters, did not fucking commandeer a bunch of planes on the same day that we're running operations where planes are getting hijacked, and the FAA was told, "Oh, it's just part of the training operation. Just ignore it."
It's enough for me to know that my corrupt government was complicit. It's enough for me to know that the Bush plane.
Heavily involved
and complicit, especially the old man.
George W. had no fucking idea.
The guy shouldn't have even been president. He was the family idiot. But we were lied to. There were no WMDs. We know that all those people in Iraq died. The whole thing. This one to replace that one, all of that, all because of our corrupt deep state government. Understood. And a lot of people don't understand that. And I do.
Look at the government overreach that has happened because of 9/11.
Right. Absolutely.
I remember more so than I do, because I only took maybe one or two flights before 9/11. I flew to California. I flew to Orlando.
Yeah. It was getting on a plane was nothing, man. It was nothing.
Your family was able to walk you right up to the gate.
It was nothing.
A totally different experience. Pre 9/11, you were able to bring coolers into the Jets game. My father's
what do you mean, take my fucking shoes off? What? Yeah, I mean.
And it was all under the name of safety. And we gave up so many of our freedoms. It's the only time that the government can rifle through our shit without warrants. Like, it's the wildest concept. They could just go through our bags. Oh, no big deal. Just check it. Oh, you have over 4 ounces of fluid. So I'm just going to fucking dig through everything. And I guarantee they put that on there just so it would give them an excuse to rifle through everything, because they know everybody's bringing some water. Or they're just going to forget something stupid. So now they can rifle through your shit. And now you see these people going up at the TSA and checking you, and they're basically groping you, and they're groping little kids.
And old people. And
old people, all in the name of safety.
I mean, you know, and a lot of people were made really, really, really rich.
Oh, lucky Larry Silverstein.
Because of it. I mean, Let me just be on him. Just the whole.
Yeah.
Just think about the whole Homeland, the Department of Homeland Security.
Yep.
Look, all of a sudden that was born, and all the equipment that came along with it, and every and all of the training and all of this and all of that and the P and hey,
started getting like MRAP machines and they started getting military equipment. Like it started getting crazy.
I mean, you know. Capitalism is great, but when you look at the root of what caused that, you know, it's fucked up. But as far as
it's not real, it's not a true free, it's not a true free market. It's crony
capitalism. Well, what I mean is, you know, when now you have this new agency and they're purchasing equipment and things like that, and you're manufacturers of these of this equipment, and now you're competing to get it. You know what I mean? To get that sale. Government and the government contracts come along with it, you know, or whatever.
That's why they have lobbying, and this is why they lobby for it. This is why they have politicians in their pocket, because this is why we've been at war for 90 almost all of my adult life. We've been at war all of my adult life, the majority of my life. I literally
mine too.
Well, I lived 11, I was 11 years old in 2001, 12 years old in 2001.
Yeah, I was 21.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you had before that, you had Desert Storm, you know, what was the other one?
Like in this, I'm talking most specifically this war we've been in.
Oh yeah.
It's been because of 9/11, the majority of my life. And it's all how much money they generated, how much profit they put in their pockets and laundered back into these bio labs that are now into Ukraine. Like the list goes on and on and on. We know that the Rothschilds funded the Napoleonic Wars. You think that just stopped?
What's Dick Cheney's net worth right now?
Well, I'm sure it's a fuck ton. I'm sure he was on the board of Halliburton, dude. Like, are you kidding me?
$150 million.
I'm sure right it's way more. I'm sure it's
probably
way, way higher. And they expect us to not see it. So I just can't stand the corruption. This is why I never joined our military. Like, I have so much respect for the men and women that volunteer and join our military. And it's something that I look back on and I was like, man, I wish I did volunteer. But the only reason I didn't was because I never believed in the wars that we were fighting. I knew they were bullshit. And I knew it was all for money and profit. And I couldn't go and sign up for that and go and kill people because – at the time I was a sick fuck. I would have probably done special forces. That's probably what I would have went. I love that shit. Like
this all again is another yet again, another example of the broad examples out there of questioning everything and doing your own research and having your own discussions with people. More people are. Yes.
Brings a lot of hope. As a shitty of a situation as 9/11 is, but that was my first rabbit hole. Like, there's so many gaping holes in that story. Like, it boggled my mind that people could not see them. Like, I could show them the buildings, I could show them what's going on, and they still couldn't see it.
But I also, it also might be because
emotions.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, I don't trust my government, but I don't care about any of those fucking details, and like, I'm not going to talk about it.
I
get it.
But why do you think that they choose things like that? Because they know that it's emotional.
Of course, of course. But also, again, because what gets me going and pisses me off is the fucking animals out there that try to tell me something didn't happen when I fucking lived it and you were fucking 10 years old when it happened. So go fuck you. And those are the people I have a problem with. When I'm physically there, when all my friends are dead because two buildings fell on their head, and they're going to try to tell me that a plane didn't fly through the building. Forget about jet fuel and melting planes, and I'm not getting into this conversation. But don't – you're a fucking moron.
Oh, without a doubt. You're an idiot.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, literally, I look at some of these people, and then I see what their ages are and stuff. You were 9 years old when it happened.
I know people that had family members on some of the flights. I know people that were on the 82nd floor of the South Tower, my father's best friend. I saw the smoke from my house, like you could see it. And no, I agree with you. When people say that, they're idiots and they're morons.
Yeah.
I still think by not speaking about the truth and what really happened, because people died, buildings collapsed 1,000%. But why they did it, for what reasoning, and it does a disservice to the people that died, because they died in vain at that point. They died to carry out an agenda. Our government, the world leaders did this to carry out an agenda to further control the populations all over the world, and those people were sacrificed for it. And this is why when I talk about, you know, things like the ghost of Kiev and why I say that they're not in control, because you see the ghost of Kiev, we know that they're not afraid of sacrificing human life to carry out their agenda. We know that they're not afraid of destroying billions of dollars worth of things sacrifice to carry out their agenda. And when they're using video game footage and they're showing fake things like that to carry out an agenda, it shows that they don't have the power that they once did. Because we saw them demolish two of the tallest buildings in the world right in our backyard. And so it further shows me that they're not in control. And the one thing I want to end it on, Alan, because we only have probably 5 or 10 more minutes, we're coming up on time, is exactly that. And you said it was a good chess move. I don't necessarily agree with that.
What's that?
Biden extended the 2018 executive order on foreign interference in the U.S. election, executive order 13848. Tell me again. Yeah. Who's in control?
It's a good chess move for the Democrats, because it keeps the desperation going, because they are so desperate.
But why do you want to keep the desperation going? That makes no sense, because you know just as well as I do that they don't need an executive order to say that people rigged and cheated. They already did that. They did it in 2016. They already, every single day in the news, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. Mm-hmm. They didn't need an executive order.
This is also what I think this is they want to keep the idea of foreign interference in our elections in the public's mind, because what they keep saying was they keep talking about MAGA Republicans trying to disrupt the peaceful transition of power, and that they try to change the outcome of the most secure election.
And I'd say that's a plausible idea, but if they didn't rig 2020 as bad as they did, but if they want to use that play, bring it the fuck on. Like, seriously,
well, I think this is more for optics.
Let's look. Okay, but for them, if they're desperate, the optics aren't good for them. If they're desperate, the optics aren't good for them.
Which they're trying to spin it to say that Republicans are the ones who are responsible for election interference.
So, and they're going to use it for the 2022 midterms, right?
So, I think they're more gearing up towards. I mean, I'm sure, but I'm more gearing up towards going into 2024. But okay, absolutely.
So then let's do that then. Let's go down that path. Because guess what? Then maybe you'll decide to have voter ID. Maybe then you'll decide, because when you start saying that the Republicans, what we're gonna say, hey, okay, cool. Let's just make sure everything's on the up and up then. Let's get rid of the machines. Let's look into the machines. Let's get voter ID. Let's make sure our vote, there's total integrity. If you want to go down that path, let's go down that path, guys.
But then it goes to the states. So again, what is there? 11 states that have voter ID, I believe. I think it's around 11. It's the states who are going to decide who has voter ID, because there aren't any federal election laws that are being proposed right now to enforce voter ID on a federal level. You know, the Democrats obviously tried with their voting bill to hijack the electoral system. I mean, they wanted 16-year-olds to vote. They wanted ballot harvesting, no voter ID because it was racist, and among other disgusting, nefarious things. So then our argument was, well, you can't federalize elections. So that whole voter ID, which every state should have mandated voter ID, it's a double-edged sword when you talk about federal laws for elections, when the election laws are supposed to be by the states. So,
no, I agree. I agree. But the concept of them extending this executive order, because what this executive order does is it seizes all assets of anybody who's working with a foreign agent to rig and steal the election.
Right, so then if they could say, well, that guy's trying to rig and steal an election, they can go after as many Republicans as they want. And maybe that's their ploy. Maybe this is their play again out of
desperation. They didn't rig it as hard as they did. I'd agree with that. But there's so much evidence that they worked with foreign nations to rig the election.
But it doesn't matter because it's their play. They're in power. It's their executive order now. So it doesn't even matter. They're doing this, I think, to...
Why extend it? Why not just let it die? Why not just so you don't have to...
Because they want to spin it and use it against Republicans.
But they don't need the executive order to do that. We see that already. They're already...
It's just, again, they don't need it, but it's optics. What's that?
They're already raiding the Trump team and Trump advisors. They don't need an executive order to do it.
It's not just has anything to do with Trump. It has to do with anybody. This just shows the desperation. They think, like we look at it, and just what you're saying, but I believe that they're doing this to show their support base and the American people that the Republicans are going to be working with foreign countries.
I hope they do
interfere and rig our election.
It's only going to expose them.
I hope this is another thing that backfires on them. But this is,
if you and I could sit here and look at it and say, "Hey, this is probably going to backfire." I have a hard time believing that they're that stupid.
But they are that stupid because I believe that's what they're doing with the college tuition debt. He knows he can't do it. He knows it's going to get probably lose. But he's doing it because it looks good for him.
Yeah, but that doesn't have any ramifications against him as much as this has ramifications against him. If they let this die and then they come and bring charges against – let's just say in a perfect world, let's just say the Patriots are in control and they want to bring charges to him. This executive order just dies. They can't do that anymore. The executive board no longer active. It's dead.
But it's not a perfect world. And this executive order, again, I believe, is to spin it against Republicans, whether it's secretaries of state, whether it's leaders of.
I think it's going to backfire big time. I think that's a stupid play. And if I can sit here on my couch, sit here and be like, yeah, that's not a fucking smart idea because I hope you do it.
I realize most Democrat strategies are stupid. They're calculated, but stupid, and most of the time don't work when they're exposed. But this is, again, just another thing they can throw at the wall and see if it sticks. But who knows? To be honest with you, I don't think this executive order is going to have any meaning whatsoever, but I just believe if it was extended, they should have just let it die. But I believe
why did they extend John Durham? Why did they extend him? Why did they extend all the executive orders that have to do with Russiagate?
I don't know.
Why did they extend that? That's what I'm saying. It makes no sense. Just if it, again, isolated, it may not seem like anything, but when you factor in all the things that I go through on the show all the time. Like I talked about earlier, the ghost of Kiev, the studio, the Afghanistan, all of it. It further shows that they're not in control. And this is another thing that you can add to that bucket. This is another thing that says, hey, you know what? This is a little weird. Why the fuck would they be doing this? It doesn't really make sense. Because if you want to go and take your route, Alan, I welcome it. Let's do it. Sure. That's a great idea. We should look into our elections and our integrity. We should do that. That's a fucking fan. Fucking tastic. Finally, someone with a good idea. Like that's how I'd see it. And
this is just an executive order. It's nothing more. So it could be gone with a stroke of a pen, and it'll be gone when, you know,
I just don't understand the extension. It doesn't add up. The extension of it, the let's keep it going. doesn't add up, because if they want to carry out your agenda, they don't need the executive order to live for them to carry out what you want to do. They don't.
No, I think they want to just try to make
this gives them this still keeps them on the hook. This still keeps them on the hook for what
they're immune to it. This executive order, I don't think it wouldn't matter at this point anyway. They're using it as a ploy for now, not for anything else, because they can't use it. What can they use this for? They can't use this for anything else. It's not a law. They can't use this to lock anybody up. And to me, it's more like now they want to use it maybe as an intimidation tactic for those people that actually know about it and who've seen this. Or if they have a chance to use it, well, there's an executive order, and none of it makes sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make sense. That's all I'm saying is it doesn't fucking make sense. And when you start,
it doesn't make sense to us. But I think they think it makes sense to them because I think they have an idea on how it makes sense to them. But it really doesn't make sense because they're fucking idiots.
Alan, I say it all the time on the show. I'm fucking retarded. And if I'm sitting here saying that's the dumbest fucking plan I've ever heard of, there's no fucking way that they could really sit there with all this money that they're throwing at these people. And because we know it's not Joey Bag of Donuts. We know there's people calling the shots. Those people that are making those decisions, there's no way, dude. There's no way. It just doesn't make sense. And that's all I'm saying is I'm putting it in that category with all the other things that I list so many times on all of the shows. I don't want to go through it again. Make it make sense, please. Like, there's no
way. It doesn't make sense. Somebody, some moron in that administration, some moron has the idea of you of spinning the meaning of it and directing it towards Republicans.
Why do the things that they're doing don't show to me that they're in control? All of those things that we talk about show that they are not in control. So
I don't know.
If they were truly in control, Joe Biden would have taken a military transport. If they were truly in control, Joe Biden would be in the Oval Office. If they were truly in control, they would have sent troops to Afghanistan. If they were truly in control, or not to Afghanistan, to Ukraine. If they were truly in control, they would have brought the mandates on us, because they.
And I can't agree with all of that. But I don't know. I don't know. It's a thought. But who's in control then? Who is in control?
I don't know. We should ask. We should find out what General Raising Cane is up to.
I know. What he's
doing right now, what operations he's on. Very interested to see.
It'd be more very, shit very to look into. But we do have to wrap. It's 10 after 8, and this.
We do have to wrap. Unfortunately, we can't go 4 hours like we do on Fridays, ladies and gentlemen. It was a fun Monday, guys. We'll be back on. I'll be back tomorrow. We're going to be doing a 9/11 special, talking a lot about the Queen and references to our good friend Q. We're going to have a good show tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Friday, me and Alan will be back with Pepe Q Sauce. Alan, where can they follow you?
Right here. Facebook, wherever you're watching. Facebook, Instagram, Truth Social, Getter, The Great Divide Podcast. You know where to find us at this point. If you're watching, you know where to find us. I have a show tomorrow at 6:30, same time, and I'm doing a show Thursday, 6:30, I believe. Not sure yet, but Wednesday I will not be doing a show. But I'll be back Friday with James, 9 p.m. Eastern, Freedom Friday.
I'm trying to set up a show with Alan on Thursdays. Put in the comment section if you want to see us do a watch party show. This guy's got cold feet over here. He's a coward.
I can't sit there and watch a documentary for an hour just every week. We'll figure something out. We'll figure something out.
All right, guys. Follow us. Share this episode. Shout out to our sponsors. We really appreciate everybody listening. We'll be back next time. Well, until next time, guys, where we go one, we go all.